Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm Sean, your host here on Unstuck, and I am so grateful and happy to have you all tuning in today to a very special episode with a very special guest, someone I have been admiring from afar for a while now. I follow Magdalena on Instagram and have been for probably a couple years at this point. And the work that she does and the products that she has and the services she offers, just incredible, incredible stuff. And so I took a leap of faith and reached out to her to see if I could get her on the show so I could introduce her to all of you. And guess what? She said yes. Look at that. All it takes is putting yourself out there, putting your energy out there into the world, and the right people will find you. So here we are. We get to chat with Magdalena today all about what she does, all about the crystals that she offers. And she just knows everything there is to know about crystals and energy work. And I really, really just wanted to kind of tap into that and get all the juicy goodness we could squeeze out of her so we could learn more about ways we can heal our energy. And that's what I really wanted to bring her on the show to do for you all today, is to talk about healing. And because we're all healing something, whether it's our physical body, our mind, our energy, our emotions, our spirituality, our spirit, you know, there's always something that needs our attention and our healing. And to have these tools at the ready that can aid us on that healing journey is pretty incredible. And I don't know how many of you out there are really taking advantage of that and using these tools that we have from Mother Nature that can really help heal from an energetic perspective. So we're going to talk to Magdalena all about that in this episode. So without further ado, let me give you a quick introduction to Magdalena, and then we will chat with her. Magdalena McClellan helps you redirect your current life course to health, happiness, and spiritual fulfillment through her intuitive gifts and various energy modalities. She uses crystals and their properties as tools to help clients tap into their truth, heal from past hurts, move toward energetic balance, and find deeper purpose. You can find Magdalena, her website, mymetaphysicalmaven.com. That's where she has her shops and also her services with her intuitive guidance sessions. So you can go head there to learn more about that, and also find her on Instagram at mymetaphysicalmaven. She's awesome on Instagram. She has really fun reels and shows off the newest things she has in her shop and her crystal bracelets and all that stuff. So really fun follow over there. So head there and learn more about her. All right, let's chat with Magdalena. Magdalena, thank you so much for stopping by the Unstuck Podcast today. I'm so grateful to have you here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
We're about to have a really great conversation about energy and crystals and all that wonderful, juicy stuff. Before we do that, can you just give everyone listening a little bit of an introduction, a little bit about your history, why you do what you do, where that all came from, how you got started, all that good stuff?
Awesome. Well, my name is Magdalena. I am a mom of three, and how I got into this was probably, I would say, about 9 years ago. I was just kind of sick of being sick of everything and anxious and not knowing, you know, if what I was doing was in alignment or correct with, you know, being a mom and breastfeeding and raising kids. And so I kind of started to dive deeper into spirituality. And then I think when we do that, who we are, we just kind of multiply that. So I never think people change. They become more of who they are. And when I was seven, I collected rocks and I was a really weird kid. And I was enthusiastic about the most random stuff because it meant something to me. And I think in that time of need, I went back to what I knew, and rocks are awesome. Crystals are beautiful. I met a gentleman by the name of Jerry Marchand, and he is, I think, a geology professor here locally, and he was doing gem shows. And I said, Jerry, let me tag along. I want to learn. So I learned about the morphology and the composition. And then I started reading about what the crystals meant. And so I could call out a piece based on mineralogy and worth and whatever else, but I could also know, hey, this is a high vibe piece because I either felt it, read about it, used it in my, you know, everyday. And that obsession became work, became a, I don't know if you can call it a career. I don't even look at it as work. It's just awesome. So
yeah, just doing what you love and sharing those gifts. I have a question because you also have kind of this intuitive ability. Has that been something you've always carried with you now that you look back, knowing what you, where you are now, when you look back at your childhood and growing up, was that something you always had kind of within you too?
I think everyone has it. I think we can cultivate it. So, you know, people say, is it nature versus nurture? Obviously it's both, but when you nurture what's naturally there, like I cannot stand the sight of blood. I will never be a nurse or a phlebotomist or, you know, administer shots, but I can do other things. So my mom always had us write down our dreams and decipher those. And my little sister was super into auras. I mean, it was just kind of like what we grew up around. My mom was ultra Catholic, staunch Catholic. Like we didn't eat meat on Fridays, but at the same time, there was like a mysticism. And then I had a really deep knowing of Mary Magdalene, who I think is an incredible teacher as well. And kind of that feminist perspective stayed with me. And then, you know what, I'm going to say yes, but I was always told I was either sensitive, paranoid, or crazy. Like, oh, you know, don't think that, that's crazy. What inclination, why would you have that inclination? That's crazy. And so when I realized I would connect the dots with my children, I kind of knew what was wrong before it was wrong. And I kept saying, oh my God, like I knew that that's what would happen. And I stopped filtering those messages. I just allowed them in, as crazy and weird as they were. And, you know, I'm going to say it like I'm seldom wrong in my, you know, intuition. And if I am quote unquote wrong, it's like off by just a little bit. And so I started trusting that. Now my mom calls me and says, hey, what's wrong with Barbara? Can you tell me? And I'm like, I try and tune in what Barbara's issues are with her stomach or with whatever she's asking me. And some pretty crazy things have happened because of that. And I don't know, maybe it's divine intervention. Maybe it's God, maybe it's spirit, universe, but I think we all have a piece of that knowing. We just have to cultivate it if we want to grow it.
Yeah, I so agree. And it is so common that I think we are very, very intuitive as in our youth. And we get those messages to, you're crazy, don't listen to that, that's not logical, that doesn't make any sense, stop doing that. And so we hide it, we bury it, and it becomes this gift that we can't tap into as adults because, you know, that voice of needing to be logical and make sense comes through instead, which often doesn't make any sense either and is totally illogical when we actually look at it. But it is so true that we do all have it, but so many of us have spent so long not trusting it or not believing it's actually a real thing that we could listen to and tap into. So it's so fascinating that you have this, you finally were just like, you know what, I'm just going to see what this actually brings. I'm just going to let it flow. I'm just going to trust it. And I'm not going to continue to try to hide it and see what happens. And then it really starts coming through. I think that's fascinating. All right, let's talk a little bit about crystals. So as I mentioned before we started recording, and as the listeners know, I've talked about crystals quite a few times here on the show as like healing tools, as things that we can use in our everyday life. I even did a little bit of a Crystals 101 episode, but I can tell you that it was probably not nearly as good as it could be. And that's why I asked you to come on the show. So can we kind of do just a little bit of a Crystals 101, just a brief lesson of what they are, how do they work with our own energy, how can we use them for healing?
So you know, first and foremost, there's a fine line between imagination and intuition. And we kind of, if you allow yourself to feel, you can tap into that, right? A rock will not heal you, quote unquote, but it will show you portals to healing. It will make you feel sensations that perhaps you are not getting from your current situation or current world. There is a different vibration when I go into New York City, into the concrete jungle and feel like a badass, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a different vibration, say, if I was to visit Turks and Caicos with the sand and the seashells, and people can say, oh, that's sunny and overcast. I'm like, no. Like, there's so much more to it. And there's a vibration that goes along with everything you're surrounded by. So if you bring a rock that is incredible and colorful or sparkly into your home, you are bringing in a different vibration. It is said that these crystals hold a code. They were here long before we were, and they hold a code from the past. And so certain crystals use different things. Different vibrations are held as far as different colors go, densities, morphology. When you get a Lemurian crystal, you can tap into life purpose, which taps into your karmic past. When you hold a blue kyanite, you're tapping into speaking from your intuitive self. There's different, you know, aspects. I can go into specifics, or I can talk about like how we use them specifically. Where do you want me to go?
Yeah, let's dive into that. Let's talk about how we can use them. So say there's someone out there who's kind of new to the crystal world, starting to build their collection, getting a few pieces here and there, just based on how they feel to them, how they look to them, what sticks out to them. And we can maybe talk about that, like how you decide which crystals are best for you. But let's just say that someone's starting their collection. What do we do once we get them into our existence, into our home, into our space? What happens then?
Perfect. So your sight is the first line of discernment, right? So when you see it, if it's beautiful and appealing to you, not just because it's sparkly, like focus in on the color, right? So we say we go to our favorite crystal shop. We've got, like a sunstone, which is like peach and a little iridescent. I would take the sunstone. I am the weirdo that does this. Hold it up to your heart. Exhale. And on the exhale, either you're going to see something, hear something, feel something. And if it's not on that exhale, try it again. And this will kind of tap into the vibration as to not necessarily, not always what you need at the moment, but where it can help you. And so I would pay attention to what comes into my perception, what I begin to visualize. And then that's how I know if it's my stone. For example, when I hold malachite, so much is unearthed that I need my healing to be at a slow trickle. I can't have a floodgate. But that stone is it makes you very, very open to healing, and it kind of gives it to you all at once. So pay attention to how, if you feel a little bit anxious or if your heart starts to palpitate. I've had a lot of, you know, clients say, hey, this one doesn't work for me because I had bad dreams. Well, it's not that it's a bad stone. Chances are there's some trauma or karma or work to be done around. And perhaps it's my belief that crystals will, I'm going to sound like a lunatic. It's fine.
It's great.
They tap into the other side. So there is what we call the Akasha. Okay. It's the Akashic records. It's the records of time and all eternity, right? And these rocks have been around that long. I mean, they're formed in the earth, right? Mm-hmm. When we hold something and it makes us, it elicits a reaction, it's because there is some lineage and there's some karma or there's some work to be done behind that. And that's why I'll do it like sporadically. I think when people meditate with like 20 crystals and they grid them all over the place and sit in the middle of the circle, I think it's too much, because the intention is healing, right? Well, what are we healing? Because I sort of disagree. I know I'm going to get in hot water here. I disagree when people say, I am a healer. I know. I don't believe that's true. I think we are here to facilitate healing and to act as a guide or a teacher, but we can't heal others. We are self-healers.
Right. We heal ourselves. Yeah. We are all healers.
Correct. And so I think that's, you know, that's a little bit out of ego. So when we focus on crystals, two or three at a time, tops for meditation is for me. If you and my little girls will make a big circle and play, that's play. They're enjoying that. But when you're trying to tap into something, be be intentional, be specific. I also give my crystals jobs. When I get a new one, I say, Spirit guides, loved ones, ascended masters above all God, thank you so much for this beautiful stone. I dedicate it to my home to bring us more love, more peace, and pathways to healing or A, B, and C, whatever that is. And that's my intention. I'm not buying it just to buy it, you know?
Yeah. So it's important every time you get your own crystal that you set an intention for that crystal. And can you even do that to have, if you need it for that specific day, for a specific purpose, there's something going on in your life and you can set a more specific intention with one particular crystal for that moment or that specific situation that's going on?
1000%. And the, you know, how everyone talks about a gratitude journal or, you know, waking up thankful. Okay. It's not, that's not just like some cheesy tagline. When I hold a crystal, I will thank the powers that be for it. Thank that I have the means to buy it and the privilege to buy it. And then I ask, and then I give a reason why. So I'm dedicating this crystal to facilitating my healing because I've got a huge test today and it's really important because I want to build my empire and become a lawyer or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then your guide system says, all right, girlfriend, well, we're on it. You're holding the rock. So you mean business. Like, and it's a tool. The rock doesn't heal you. It's a tool for healing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you mentioned meditation. So that's one space that we can use these crystals or have them around or hold them. What do you recommend for meditation?
So I think everyone needs a nice clear quartz or a milky quartz or even a white colored rock. I know there's a lot of trends to buy all the colors of the chakras. Well, that's really cool. But like, unless you're trying to tap into specific chakra work, that's buying pretty stones. Like, let's get more specific. So for meditation, I love anything clear. I also love blue, a celestite or anything blue is wonderful. And I love either a citrine or smoky because that is earthy and grounded and, you know, will give you some tangible answers. But, you know, you can buy stones for sleep and for sex and for weight loss and for anything to tap into the pathways that you need to figure out.
Yeah, we're going to go through some specifics in a little bit. I just want to give people an idea of how we can actually use these for specific things. But first, let's go back to some other ways that we can use crystals once they're actually in our homes, in our existence. So meditation, using them in your, holding them, whatever it is, putting them in your space while you're meditating is one way.
Yes.
What else can we do? Can we carry them around in our purse? Or should we have them on our body? So, what can we do?
So clearing your space. So we'll talk about the travel. Travel is easy. Like, you know, a tourmaline or a selenite is excellent for travel. People can put that in their purses when you're in public. Right now, being in public is a little more intense. Mm-hmm. And so it does affect your auric field. Your little force field has a rock in it now, not just you. It's not just, you know, you and your clothes and you know, going into the world. You've got a little something that's been there longer than you have, drawing in a different vibration. And as your field expands and contracts with, you know, who you come into contact with, that's part of your force field. It's reinforcement. And whether you believe it or not, doesn't matter to me. It's something different against your body that wasn't there before. It's not, you know, made of cotton or the usual. I also love using crystals to clear a space. When, like we used to have, like before COVID, we used to have parties at our house, right? Poker night or game night or fight night or whatever. I'm busting some selenite under those couches because people are drinking, people are loud. And then when everyone leaves, have you ever felt the air and how heavy it can be?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like,
I mean, and I get it. Uncle Joe's cool, but he can be weird, right? So whatever, you know. And so I will set the intention prior to people coming over. Hey, this to clear the space. And after they leave, I'll open all the windows, take the crystals out from wherever I socked them away, and I'll put them on the windowsill for the night for them to be recharged in a sort of like a reverence of saying, okay, thank you. You know, different crystals will bring in different energetic, like I guess it would be a divine energy. So if you want protection, it'll kind of draw that in. And everyone thinks that like the other side when we die, I mean, some people, not everyone, that you will see like angels with wings, right? And things will be just like it is in books. I believe that the way angels and guides work, it's energy. It is a light, one that we don't see with our eyes. So when you draw it in, you draw it in by way of your field. You're not, you don't have like little cherubs floating around during fight night. You have an energy that stays there and protects.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if we have, you mentioned, you know, putting them in your space, if we have them, say, you know, a few on our desk or on our mantle by our bedside, are they still doing their thing while we just have them stationary just in our space?
Yes. And so, yes.
Okay.
I have like, I've got crystals all over the place and not necessarily like, you know, when you walk into my home, they're not, I mean, okay, I've got big old stones in certain places, but I don't have rows and rows and rows of tourmaline, you know, as lining the carpet runners. When you set an intention for a stone, I would do it somewhere where it's an open space. There's light coming in, give it a job. And you really don't have to revisit that. Mm-hmm. It becomes part of your home field, like the force field in your home, and your home does hold energy, and it is a sacred space that the universe or God dwells in. And so you give that crystal job, and yeah, pretty much that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't really like, and I don't take all my crystals out into the moonlight to be charged every time, because I would literally, my whole yard would be covered. But I ask prior to the full moon, hey, if anything needs clearing here, I ask that it be released, because we are made of love here, and that's what we want to dwell here. And that's enough. Can you believe that? You can let it be so.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny because so often we're just in this kind of mentality in today's world where it's like we constantly have to be doing something and revisiting something and trying harder and all that stuff. And so it's nice to just like set the intention and then let it do its thing. And it's just doing it. And you don't have to continue to like force it to do anything. It's like, that's the opposite of what we're trying to do here. All right, let's
well,
go.
And I,
go ahead.
I liken that to like, if say someone asked you to marry them and you've got this massive ring on your finger now, right? You wouldn't always ask, do you really want to marry me? Do you? They would go, yeah, I just put the ring on your finger. So that's kind of the same with the intention with crystals. Like, yeah, you just set it down and there it is. Like there's really no need for anything else.
Yeah, if we kept asking that, they'd probably not want to marry us. Like every day, are you sure? all right, let's go through some of these like prescriptions, or I don't know what you call them, but
totally.
I would imagine that, of course, it's going to be different for everybody. They have to, of course, go with their intuitive guidance, what they're drawn to, what feels good to them, but there might be some stones that are good for specific things that if they're dealing with something, they could maybe look into and see if it fits with them and what they need. The first one I want to talk about, because I think a lot of us are going through this in some capacity or another, and I think 2020 really brought this out, is like this stressed, anxious state. Like we don't even know why we're stressed. We don't know why we're anxious, but because everything is so weird, we are. Are there tools that we can use in terms of stones that would help with, you know, kind of calming us down, grounding us?
Totally. You know, and first and foremost, there's no wrong way to do it. If it doesn't feel right to you, what I'm saying, don't do it. Do it your way. I mean, I would never argue with anyone. However, when we sit in front of screens, and our phones have glass screens, and it's kind of nice to be able to scroll through TikTok and laugh a little bit, that glass has everything pings. Everything with a certain density will ping to each other. When you send that energy into that glass, it just gets reverberated back to you. So the overwhelm isn't just sensory, it's also like extra sensory. So when we are in front of a computer, which a lot of like my kids are on Zooms all day, things like shungite, tourmaline, smoky quartz, aragonite, that around your space is awesome. You will feel lighter. You will feel less stressed because that screen, our energy, it doesn't go anywhere. It gets bounced right back to us. And it's important to take like, you know, outside breaks if possible or whatever. I would also prescribe selenite, amethyst, and something pink if you're going to wear it or put it in your pocket or bra or whatever. And there's no lack of me talking about rhodochrosite. It works on heart-centered trauma and safety. Amethyst is really great for like apprehension and being able just to be stick-to-itiveness into your decisions. And then selenite, that's just like straight up anxiety. Selenite works on anxiety and it absorbs it. It's a soft material. So much like a salt lamp, it'll just kind of give a soft vibe out. And I love that stuff. I do. I have it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if someone is anxious by nature, even could be something to keep like on their physical body or in their purse or on their desk. If it's something where work is always like anxiety driven, something like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Cool. 100%. Cool. I love it. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on because something that comes up a lot for my clients, for people I chat with, is insomnia or just having sleep issues, not being able to fall asleep because their mind's racing or waking up in the middle of the night and unable to go back to sleep.
I got you so hard.
Yeah. We need some sleep help over here. So what can we do?
So chrysoprase, sorry, my voice, I tested negative for COVID and negative for strep, but we got this little sexy raspy voice today. Chrysoprase is like, it will knock you out. And sometimes don't come at me, but like if there is no way your child will get out of their crib or bed and they're not of, you know, age where they could like choke, if you put little pieces of chrysoprase underneath that bed, the kids tend to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. Like I've had people call me and be like, what the hell? How did you know? I don't know, but that's what works. So a little tiny piece of chrysoprase in your pillowcase underneath where you won't feel it, and that will help you fall asleep and stay asleep.
Can you spell that? Chrysoprase.
Oh, jeez. C-H-R-Y.
I'm testing you.
S-O. P-H-R-A-S-E, it's C-H-R-Y-S-O. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know this.
Okay. That gives us enough to Google for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
And celestite, amethyst. I sleep with aragonite, like the white kind. I think we still have some left on our site, but white aragonite. And then I love a good Lemurian quartz, either underneath the bed or on my bedside, because it's clearing, it's clean. There's a stone called sculpsite. It's white. It will help you sleep. However, it will conjure up some intense dreams, vivid dreams, not intense per se. And if you want answers within the dream realm, that stuff is amazing. Amazing.
Okay. And it's totally fine to put it under your bed and just keep it under there. Under your pillow. And
yeah.
It's there for us.
Totally. But chrysoprase is my number one. Because I've had moms and people go, it's like I gave them medicine. And I'm like, but you didn't. You just created a different vibration, you know?
Oh, so cool. Especially for the moms. All right. That's amazing. Now we talk a lot here on Unstuck about using our intuition, tapping into our inner voice, our inner self. And there's a lot of women out there working on that right now. So is there anything to help us in that regard, start connecting back to our inner guidance system, kind of let the ego take a rest so we can really tap into that?
Yes. And depending on if someone's like, what anyone's trying to do, if you find your wounding, like my wounding has to do with like feelings of safety. And so if you can like go through my website and Google whatever, or, you know, grab a book, but feelings of safety and intuition, you're going to go pink stones, pink opal, not necessarily rose quartz, but rhodochrosite, rhodonite, and then feelings of, you know, speaking your truth and being okay that you like in your inner knowing, anything blue, kyanite, chalcedony, celestite, verisite. So my favorite stone ever for intuition is kyanite. When I will sit in sessions with people, I'll rub two pieces of kyanite together. And it's kind of like one of those weird things I do. And I can visualize a little bit better. Who knows,
right? Oh, I love that. All right. What about another thing we work on a lot here on Unstuck is building self-esteem, self-worth, self-respect, self-love, self-care, all the selves, just really tapping in to our own self-awareness and building that love and respect for ourselves so we can have this kind of inner confidence. Do you have anything or do you know of a stone that would potentially help kind of clear that negative self-talk energy and build up our confidence?
You know, it would be a combination. So I would go red or orange with that, like carnelian, amazing. Any sort of orange calcite, awesome. And then I would combine it with like a darker stone, like tourmaline or one called astrophyllite or even like an emerald. Think about how grounding that those colors are. That dark, like astrophyllite is like a darker brown. Emerald is a deep green. And then tourmaline is, you know, you can get all kinds, but the one I'm referring to is black tourmaline. Mm-hmm. And carnelian works on the heart and independence. A lot of children will gravitate to carnelian. But if you think about self-love, it stems from our inner child and our inner experiences, right? As young little beings. And so why wouldn't carnelian do the same thing for adults?
So true. I love that. You mentioned it. So we have to go there because I think all the listeners would kill me if I didn't. You said weight loss. So
sure,
we have to go there.
Yeah. So there is a stone called appetite. A weird name, right?
That is APA. That's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's kind of ironic.
APTITE. You can get blue appetite. We have this, it's like a rich, like blue green, or there's a really, it's much more rare kind. And it's kind of like greenish yellow, but you're really going to have to search it a little bit because a lot of specialty stores might have it. You might find it on Etsy. You know, this is how you know I'm the real deal. I'm not just directing you to my site. I'm telling you to go elsewhere to find this stuff. So it will help you make correct decisions. There was a time during COVID that I really liked wine and gelato. And I found myself leaning on wine at like the same time every day. And I was like, this is no bueno. So I grabbed one of those, I meditated with it, and I would carry it. And it was just vibrationally like that kind of dissipated. And it was wonderful. If you take appetite and amethyst, because amethyst breaks habits and addictions, like it will help too, I guess we can't say it heals. But when I was addicted to that, you know, same time every day, I got to get my sweets and I got to get my wine, it helped to break that. One that I love, if you know, you have the majority of people listening to this podcast are women. If you combine garnet and rhodochrosite, it will kind of bring you back to your peak self. It's a very sensual stone. It helps both of them, and it helps you to kind of stand in that feminine divine. And I joke like the garnet makes you like 10% sexier. But I wear garnet on date nights. I wear garnet when I want to feel hot. And so why wouldn't you kind of combine that with appetite, which is kind of, I mean, I get that the goal is health, but it's also to feel awesome in your skin too, you know? Mm-hmm. So those two are my fave.
So good. All right. What do you see? Like your clients that come to you or people you're chatting with, what do you see as the thing that most people are needing right now? Like, or kind of in general, where, what's the go-to? Is it things that we kind of are aware of, or is it actually things that we're not seeing, but we act, you know, deep down, we have some healing to do on another level?
I think what I'm seeing the most lately is overdue contracts. People know what they're supposed to do. They're too weary or tired or scared to do it because it's kind of, you know, the time is not now to move and shake. We've got to stay put. We've got to quarantine. And so we will kind of dissect. I'll get intuitive hits. I'll say, what about this and this and this? And they'll say, oh, that was 2 years ago. Well, that was like when I was, you know, 24, I wanted to do this. And so we'll kind of go back to this timeline and I'm like, all right, you've had all these clues. Now it's time to do it. Otherwise, those clues wouldn't have come into my awareness. We wouldn't be talking about you going back to school or whatever it is. It's time. And so I will see that this pandemic has been a kind of a pregnant pause for us to go back to stage one or level mm-hmm. and start again. and that's okay. And I've also find that a lot of my clients are finding some pretty incredible success, like on their own. And you know, they've had to assert themselves and work a little harder right now, but they're doing the damn thing, you know?
Yeah, I think that's so fascinating. I'm seeing that too, kind of in this business space and with my fellow entrepreneur friends. There's a lot of success being created out there right now and different paths being taken to get there. And yes, there's also a lot of loss, a lot of grief, a lot of unwanted things happening at the moment.
Sure.
But there's also a little bit of a shift happening too, I think, for a lot of people, which is really cool to see. So what are some of your personal, like absolute cannot live without favorite crystals? I mean, I know you probably have 100 of them, but just give us a few of like your very top ones that you prefer.
I love pink tourmaline. I do. I love garnet and I love a stone called tanzanite. Tanzanite is like, it's like the best facial you've ever gotten.
Mm.
But for like the third eye. And so if you've got some decisions to make, if you really want to assert yourself in a way that's not forceful, that is just straight up confidence, tanzanite is great. It's also, of course it is because that's my taste, right? It's a little bit more expensive for a more refined or genuine stone, but you don't need a ton of it. And So this is one of those crystals where it's like size, bigger doesn't mean better. You know, it's, you can get a little piece and it works. I've gotten actually pretty rave reviews about that one, to be honest. Garnet for sure. And pink tourmaline, it has the grounding properties of like a black tourmaline, but it also has the heart healing and it works on resentment. I'm not saying I'm resentful all the time, but there are times where like, you got to work through that garbage, mm-hmm. you know, and it lifts that, or at least it shows you how to lift it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. What do you think, because we're kind of at the time of gift giving, what do you think about giving the gift of crystals and perhaps kind of picking out essentially a crystal for somebody else? Is that frowned upon or is that cool?
You know, I mean, there's different schools of thought with that. If like I've received a huge, gorgeous pink rose quartz before, I think it's such a neutral stone, you totally can give that. Mm-hmm. Or cool amethyst. You know, obviously if you're going to pick some like rare stone that, you know, from the mountains of China, like, let someone figure that out. But if you're going a general clear quartz cluster, it's neutral. It can blend in on a bookshelf if that's what they want, or it can be a centerpiece on a coffee table if that's what they like. And it's easy and just kind of simple. And it's I think it's also in vogue, you know? And so a lot of people will say, I'd like to pick my own out. Cool. That's, if you know that's their personality, awesome. But I think it's really neat to be able to give a clear quartz or something kind of more neutral mm-hmm. in color, at least.
All right, I have one more question that I just thought of specifically for my entrepreneur friends listening. Do you have any go-tos for entrepreneurship, for success and abundance and confidence in your actual business?
Oh, hell yeah. Should we really do this? This is like, we have time for this?
just give us like the top three, maybe.
It's citrine, citrine, and citrine.
Okay, all right, great.
You will find citrine that is really amethyst. It's been baked. Okay. Mm. It's been irrigated. And then it turns an orangey brown. Do not buy this. It has the same properties as amethyst. But citrine will never come in like a little cluster matrix like amethyst does. It will come in like, it looks like a taller, different kind of matrix, or it will come standalone. And it should be like a dirty blonde in color, or lighter than that even. The more yellow the citrine, if it's genuine, the more expensive it's going to be. And the more, the more you can see through it like glass, the more expensive it's going to be. However, citrine is citrine. You put it in the leftmost corner of your home. Mm-hmm. That is the money corner of your home. Trust me, I have one pointed at my head when I sleep, and that's where my bedroom is. Leftmost corner. And this will give you you're not going to win the lottery. Maybe you will, but it's going to give you more opportunity for elevated income. You're going to be like, holy crap, I have so many choices. I don't know which one to choose. Great problem to have. Or we've got so many customers coming in. I'm going to need to hire more people. Awesome problem to have. It will give you an opportunity to act on. Now, use it knowing that you're going to be working a little bit more, but the money's coming in. So,
Ooh, I love that so much. Well, that's easy. We have one specific one. We just have to make sure that it's the right kind, right? Not.
And there's several, you know, fire agate or aventurine, but in my experience, I've literally had clients that come and they're like, listen, I'm at my wit's end. I don't know about income, whatever, help me. And so we'll pick out a citrine, or I'll even direct them to one if they don't like what I have, or I don't have it in stock or whatever. And I've had one client say, oh my gosh, I got the accounting job. I'm swamped, but it's amazing. And another one said, how the hell did I get $9,000 back on my tax return? And I'm like, honey, I don't know. Like, she's like, I was supposed to get 3 and I got 9. Well, maybe you tapped into something. Maybe it worked a little further. I don't, maybe it's magic. I don't know.
Well, any case, it all sounds amazing. So I'm here for it.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about your shop specifically, and also like the other things that you have going on in your business.
So it is an all female staff, and it just kind of worked out that way. And everyone's either a mom or, you know, has experience, like, you know, we've lived is what I'm saying. And we've got genuine crystal jewelry, but it's not, if you think about a crystal as a watermelon, it's not going to be the top of the watermelon. It'll be closer to the rind, which makes it very affordable. If you would like a beautiful ruby ring that you want to go to a jewelry store for, go for it. What we offer is accessible and cost effective and does kind of the same thing. Then we've also got free standalone stones and statement pieces. I don't buy certain stones like jade because of how it's traded. I know exactly which mine, or always which country, if not which mine, my items come from. And I know the distributors, and I pretty much know how many hands have, you know, changed, who's touched that, or, you know, where it's come from. And then we are going to be offering intuitive life coaching. We offer classes and virtual retreats right now. When COVID lifts, I am going to retreat till the cows come home. We're going to have them one after another. And we do courses on meeting your energy, or tapping into your intuition, or, you know, all sorts of random,
really cool stuff. All sorts of really amazing things. I cannot wait for an in-person retreat. That sounds like so much fun at this point that I'm like, all right, when that happens, sign me up, because it sounds amazing. And then lastly, just tell people where they can go to connect with you and your services and your classes and check out your jewelry, which is all phenomenal, by the way. I've been to your site so many times. Everything is beautiful. Highly recommend. So tell people where they can find you.
So it's www.mymetaphysicalmaven.com, and you can find me at the same handle on Instagram, My Metaphysical Maven. And we just launched a TikTok where it's ridiculous and funny, so you can follow us on TikTok too. I answer every single DM. We answer every email, and there's all sorts of stuff you can find there. So connect with me. I'd love to hear from you.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Thank you so, so much for being here and your wisdom and guidance. So fun. And I think if people haven't already gotten on the crystal train, they will after this conversation, no question. And it's really amazing. It's fun too. You know, it's not just like this tool to have around. It's also fun, and they're pretty, and they lift you up just by looking at them. And, you know, so it's like statement pieces for your home and stuff too. So glad to have you on. Thank you so, so much for being here. And we'll make sure everyone goes and gets on your Instagram, checks you out, and shops for some goodies, maybe even for a gift, since it's almost that season.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.